This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part 3.
Listener Q&A.
Here we are. Listener Q&A time. Amy is still with me. She hasn't left yet. But we got some shout outs to start with. You ready for these? These will make you feel good. Shout out from Karen. Unmedicated Amy is so funny and I love her defending lunch.
Oh, thanks.
We got Emily, who says she loves what you bring to the show, and you're a genuine Jim.
Genuine Jim.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Lynn said, great job with these weekend podcasts. They're getting better and better. And she had a fun question for you that I'm leaving at the very end of this, because I also kind of want to know. And then Jennifer said, I appreciate you ladies being honest with your life, journeys, struggles, and strengths. So.
Oh, well.
Those make you feel good to start?
Yeah. Especially the unmedicated one, because I have felt a little bit, actually, I felt nervous, but I really honestly have felt good. But then I wonder if my version of good is okay.
Well, if you feel good and it's your version, then you keep rocking with it.
I know. I just don't know. It's translating because, you know, like right now you can't see, but I shake a lot more when I'm not on my, you know, ADHD stuff. Like I'm constantly like shaking or twitching or
Well, hey, this is why you need one of the fidget rings. Mm-hmm. You can start playing with them. Mm-hmm. And that'll help. It's okay. You're doing great. And I'm proud of you. All right. We got, starting off, Julie in North Carolina. Celebrity interview where we've maybe blacked out from nerves or starstruck.
I've never blacked out from nerves at all. When I saw Reese Witherspoon one time backstage at the CMAs or something, I have regret.
Oh, just because you were kind of geeking out?
Yeah, I definitely was like, hi. Like, I'm not embarrassed. I don't know. Maybe I was a little embarrassed. Like, if I were to be able to watch me doing that, you know, like hovering above just to see, I'd probably be embarrassed for myself. But also in the moment, it's like, well, whatever. You don't always get to see Reese Witherspoon coming out of a door right when you're walking by. And it was backstage, very intimate. It's not like there was tons of people. And then out opens this door and then out walks Reese Witherspoon. You're like, you have to say hi. And that you're like a big fan. So I did that. I guess I don't regret it. But I mean, I didn't pass out. But I think I overreacted.
That's okay. Geeking out, I think, is better than the other, which is like you go totally crazy or you just like freeze up.
Yeah.
You know? So at least it's still genuine. I had that kind of similar moment with Lance Bass at iHeartFest.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I got to meet him, and I think what came out of my mouth was, I love everything you guys have done.
Yeah.
And that's not a horrible thing to say, but it wasn't very poised. It was just kind of like word vomit. So I do feel that. That was Lance Bass. But the one where I had major, major nerves, the first big interview I ever did was with Garth Brooks, and it was in Wichita. I got sent to his press conference. He was doing like 6 shows in Wichita. And this was the first major, major star. And I wasn't planning on talking to him, doing anything. I was just there for the press conference for social media. And he looks at me. He goes, are you going to ask me any questions? And I was like, yeah. So I just like pulled my boots on. And I was like, okay, here we go. And I interviewed Garth Brooks, but I was so nervous because it was Garth Brooks and I wasn't at all prepared. I didn't have anything like, he just was willing to talk to every single outlet. And I was like,
that's how he is. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And I was new. I was so green. I had no idea what was happening. So that one was crazy. I think after, I have no idea what I said. No idea. And he just like kind of walked with me through it. Like a dad and a daughter almost.
That's probably a good person to get for the first time because he will walk you through it, you know?
Yeah, because he's so good at it. Mm-hmm. Danielle in Kentucky, not Daniela, Daniel in Kentucky wants to know your top five traits you're looking for in a guy.
Oh, funny.
Keep in mind, I haven't prepared Amy.
Bendy.
Okay. But like, did you just say bendy?
Well, I mean, breezy. Like, you know.
I don't think that.
Sorry. Let me think. Like gray, like living in the gray, like able to bend. I mean, but not physically. Like, you know, like.
He's going.
You know what
so
I mean?
So many directions.
Though?
Okay.
Like you
flexible. Going,
but.
Yes. Easy going.
Yeah, it's different than easy going. I guess it's easy going, but I don't want you to just be like go with the flow all the time. It's more like I want you to have firm stances, but also if things need to pivot or change, it's not so difficult.
Mm.
And
then bending's a great word.
It's just, and it's like you can evolve. Yeah. So it's easy going sort of fits, but I feel like it's different than that too.
That's fair.
But I should have said easygoing over bendy.
No, I like bendy. We'll stick with it. It breezy, just threw me off because it was the first thing
or
you said.
Like not so black and white.
Okay. Yeah.
More gray.
Okay. We
so
like it.
Funny that likes the outdoors, likes kids. But I don't know Here's the thing. I don't know that I want kids more younger than I have.
Okay.
Because one of my friends was like, Amy, why are you not going to go out with him? I was like, he has three young kids or four young kids, I think. She goes, yeah, you have two young kids. And I'm like, yeah, but they're 14, almost 14 and almost 17.
That's
very different than like, you know, 4-year-old, 8-year-old and 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm
so maybe more somebody with teens
like that. Mm-hmm. What else? I think there's, I mean, obviously the, you know, I feel like these are givens. Like you should say that you feel like you can trust them, that there's open communication.
Amy, we have far surpassed five.
Okay. Well, but these are some of the obvious, you know?
Yeah. So what are, okay.
I'm just sharing what everyone should expect for themselves as someone that is a good communicator and you can trust.
Yes.
And
take away the obvious ones. What are like
which
five?
I can do that with Ben, by the way. Like Ben and I have grown a lot. He's a lot more in the gray than he used to be. And I totally trust him. And I think that's why we co-parent well too. It's almost like we've worked on a lot of the stuff that we needed to work on. So I'm like, well, probably... wonder if sometimes we could have just made it work, but too late now.
Well, you know people that get divorced and get back together. I don't know. Everything is by situation. Sometimes you have to fall apart to come back together.
True.
So if that's what's meant to happen, then this had to happen too.
I know.
So.
Did I say them all? I did, because I have more.
Okay. Take away all of the things that are normal and that like most people look for. What are like five kind of unique?
I feel like the bendy one is unique.
You get the
and
bendy one.
Funny. Not everybody is looking for someone that's funny.
True. Okay,
but
so you
I
need
really
three more.
Want more laughter in my life these days. I would really appreciate it if they were super handy. Like I like someone that knows how to fix something. My dad was very handy, so I don't know what's going on with that, but I find that really attractive. Like I dated a guy in college that could fix anything. And we were in our young 20s,
mm-hmm.
you know,
well,
and he
even
knew
just
how to
when,
do all kinds of things. And I just was so attracted to that. And because my dad could do it.
Even if they can't do it, they're willing to figure it out. That's also attractive. If they're like, yeah, no, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but they figure it out and they actually figure it out.
That's
it's not
saying.
Like they're just trying to be stubborn and be like, no, I don't need to hire anybody. I got this. And then it ends up a hot mess.
No, it's like an attractive, like, yeah, let me try and figure this out.
Yeah.
Love that. So bendy and... handy.
Yeah, they're open to, yeah. Well, we talked about they're willing to evolve and grow. And
yes, that's important.
Therapy, like that's, and that yeah, common interests with like friends, like doing, they're down for like group activities and having lots of fun with friends.
Okay.
That could also sound bad. Bindi and group activities.
Daniel, I think we've also made Amy have some like introspective here during
that. That's not what I'm saying. You know.
I do. I do know what you mean. Like, I think those are great qualities.
Thanks.
But I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. It made you think about it. We got Sierra in California who wants to know how you spend your time with when your kids are with their dad.
I feel like I try to get more work done. I also watch, that's when I watch a lot of my shows, because when I have the kids, I don't. I hike with friends because I don't, and I'll hike. Like, there's a certain place I like to hike where you can't take dogs on the trails. You can only take it on the road. And so when the kids are gone, the dog is also gone because the dog is every other
Cara
week
too. Cara goes with them, yeah.
Right. So I get to hike up in the trails.
Hmm.
On my weeks off.
Have you gone to any of the waterfalls around here?
No, but I want to. It's on my list. You told me about some good ones to go to, and I just keep going to the places that are easy to get to.
Well, it's also hard if you're doing it on weekday. Like, those are definitely weekend activities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I probably should do that. Well, like, this Friday night, I don't have the kids, and I've got, like, some girlfriends coming over to watch that movie Parachute.
I haven't heard of that one.
It just came out recently, but it's about body image, and two of the girls coming are therapists. I think they are just very interested in watching it. Brittany Snow, I think, produced it. It's loosely maybe based on some of her experiences with her eating disorder and body image stuff, but it's called Parachute. So that's how I'll be spending my time. I hope we get Thai food. I don't know yet.
Oh, fun. Are you on a Thai food kick right now?
No, but I've just been craving it. And I'm hoping that when I throw it out there that everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, Thai food. But I guess, if not, I could just get it for myself. That but when you're ordering you can food, do that it's now. Just easier to get it from one place. Or maybe we'll just cook and make things. But I don't know. I spend a lot of time with my cat.
Maggie.
Yeah.
She's so adorable.
She is. So pretty lame.
No, that's not lame. I like all the things you're doing.
Thanks.
You're in a very fun season. And you're doing pine needles, too.
And now I'm going to work in my yard on part one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So
if you need help with that, let me know. I've gotten really good. I have quite the green thumb now.
Oh, I know. Like, you've got it down.
But I did not 4 years ago. When I first started, I did not. I had no idea what I was doing. So
I've got some trees that need to come up and then new ones that need to go down. And I did have a lawn company quote me. And when I got the quote, I'm like, what? I feel like I could do this.
Like, you
got
to pull some out and put new ones in.
Yeah.
How big are the trees?
They're not huge.
Are they taller than
us? They're
more
like bushes.
Oh. No, we could do that.
We can? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how deep the roots go.
But you may have to take a picture. Let me see how actually big it is.
I have a picture because I had to send it to the yard people. I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah. I think we could.
Okay.
Just let me know. We can figure it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve. with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lindsay from Virginia and Kinsey from Vancouver both asked this. What is something we're looking forward to most this summer? And I can give you seconds to think if you need it too, because I have something just because I already saw it.
Might get my tonsils out.
You're looking forward to that?
No, but I've had some issues with them for a while, and it's like I finally have the time that I might do it. Like I finally went into the ear, nose, and throat doctor and figured it out. So I think this might actually be the summer during some of our time off. Because I've had these throat issues for years, but because of our job, it's difficult to have that downtime.
Yeah, you got to have recovery time.
Mm-hmm. And talking and So, yeah.
I have a crazy story about tonsil surgery. My oldest sister woke up when she was getting her tonsils out.
Ew.
And it was not. So I have like trauma with tonsil surgery because of the things she's told me that happened during it. But that was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
So I don't think medicine is where that was.
Yeah. I think I'll be good. I mean, and just like fun things. I mean, my daughter's going to be working a lot of summer camps. She's signed up for almost every single camp. So much so, I don't know when we're going to take a trip, like if we do something, because she wanted to work so much, which will be great. And I told her, like, you don't have to work certain weeks, like, and we can go do something. She's like, I want to try to work as much as I can this summer. And I'm like, okay. So I don't want to take that from her. I don't know. I'll tell you. Okay. Tonsils, but also my niece is going to come live with me for 6 weeks.
Oh, fun. Because she wants to explore Nashville or is there?
Yeah, she has to do an internship. And so she's going to intern for me for 6 weeks. Like she goes to University of Colorado. And so she lives in Boulder and, or is it Colorado University? I think it's University of Colorado. And I guess she's a business major. She's got to do an internship. I have a business.
I like so, it.
She was so nervous to ask me too. Like she texts me this really long text. Like you can say no, it's fine. And I was like, what? Are you kidding? Like I would love to have you. Like she's going to help with podcast stuff and some social things. And I'm introducing her to a couple of other friends in town that have like other types of businesses, not in, you know, media, just so she can have different experiences.
Yeah.
Super and so important. If they want to use her for a little bit, because it's not like I'll have things for her all day, but she's going to live with me. And then, you know, maybe one day she can go shadow them and see what's going on there and maybe offer feedback to them. Like I told her, I was like, you should really give your input as a young person, like how you think something should be done or what you think could be good for companies at your age, just exercising that part of her brain and speaking up. And I love that about her. I think she really will. So I'm excited to get her insight as a young person.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
And I think it'll be fun for my kids to have their cousin living with them for, you know, she just turned 21 too. So
that's a really good
one. We can like go to Bar Taco and get a margarita.
Ooh.
Which will be weird.
Crazy, but fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine is my sister is getting married in July.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really thrilled about that. Maid of honor. Going to come with a maid of honor speech. It's going to be a crazy time. And I have her bachelorette coming up. But Amy, I have 5 weddings this year, 3 of which I am in.
Oh my gosh.
I want to like kind of curl up in a ball. I'm loving it. I'm so excited for all the love and all my people getting married. And it's crazy. We are in crazy times right now. I'm having a 27 dresses moment. So
that, I mean, can you wear the same dress to some of them? Or can you do, well, what are they being like with the dresses? Did they pick them out or do you get to pick it out yourself? It just has to be a certain color.
Yeah, we get to pick them out. So at least we get to like decide what they are. Okay. And stuff.
I was on Rent the Runway the other day and they have bridesmaids dresses that you can rent.
Okay, I need to look at that one.
Based on color.
Yeah. It's really exciting. It's just a lot happening. Like my whole year this year is all wedding stuff. Mm-hmm. Anytime you see me away, I'm doing something related to the wedding, whether it's a bachelorette trip or wedding or bridal shower, anything. So yeah. It's that kind of year. All right. What is one piece of advice you would give to someone who went through a divorce from Angela?
I guess it just depends on if you have kids or not kids, because I think that that's the big thing, or your circumstance. Like everything that's coming to my mind is so specific, or is coming to my mind is so specific to my relationship with Ben, who is someone that's been in my life since I was 9 years old, and I am close to his parents. And so I'm doing things differently. Like Ben and I still talk. I still communicate with his parents regularly. Like they'll always be my life. Because for some people, my advice might be cut it off all communication. There's no reason. You don't need to talk. It depends on what the circumstances are, because that might absolutely be what my advice would be. Cut it off and move on. Or it might be, what can you do to have a healthy relationship and communicate well, especially if there's kids involved, and set boundaries? I guess that would be my advice. Not knowing your circumstance, establish what your boundaries are early on and stick with them, but also be bendy, because boundaries may need to shift and change depending on things that evolve, you know? If the other person gets into a relationship, you know, that might need to change, because like Ben and I communicate a certain way. Well, if he gets married again, we probably will communicate less, just out of respect for other people. But also it's weird because, you know, I'm just going to cut off communication with his parents. And we'll still communicate, obviously, because of the kids. But, you know, like I think there's certain things when Ben and I first got divorced that we would talk about, and we would talk a lot more. But as time has gone by and he's dated and is dating, like that has to change out of respect for other people. So that's a boundary, right? So that's a boundary we didn't have in place before that now is a boundary that I will respect.
So I think that's great advice.
My advice is, be open to boundaries, have boundaries, but also know that boundaries need to shift.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because that sort of can apply to everybody.
Great advice. I also have realized that bendy is the word for best bits this weekend.
Yes, bendy.
We'll be right back. We got two more questions.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
All right, you may not want to answer either one of these two, so you can plead the fifth on both of them, because I, again, have not prepared you. But Chelsea in Florida would like to know what you said to Lunchbox after he went outside during the whole post-show pallet situation.
Wait, what?
When you followed after Lunchbox during the post-show with all the pallet situation that happened.
Yeah.
She wants to know, like, how'd you calm him down? What happened in the hallway?
Oh, I mean, I just had to, like, get... I was like, Lunchbox, stop. I don't know. There's certain things I can't say because it's not my story, right? But I'll just say that I encouraged him. I reminded him, this isn't really about this. So just call, you need to take some deep breaths and you need to pull it together because this is unacceptable. Like, a lot of people were doing things that were unacceptable, right? But I mean, I was out, he knew he shouldn't be yelling and he was worked up. So I was just trying to remind him this is not the place or the time. Mm-hmm. And there's things to process, yes, but not here now in this way.
Well, there you go. I'm not going to push anymore because I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, but there was a lot of like me talking like this, lunchbox, lunchbox.
Did you have your mom voice going?
Yes, like, lunchbox, listen to me. Breathe. Let's just breathe. Let's just breathe. I did a lot of this. Like, we can breathe right now. Do you want to breathe?
Mom Amy coming in. Okay, so Amy Lynn, the one who gave the compliment earlier, she's actually in Saudi Arabia, which is so awesome that she's listening out there. But she wants to know the reason. We're gonna rewind quite a bit. You recall when you smashed Eddie's TV. You'd come on the air and you were like, I really need to smash something. And at the time, you didn't want to talk about that reason why. Do you happen to remember why you wanted to smash the TV? And if so, do you want to talk about it?
Of course I remember. I liked hitting things. I had a lot going on. It felt good. So,
well, I imagine that
I don't know that I would get that much satisfaction out of it now, but it felt good at the time.
That was during the time, I believe, you were going through your divorce. It's just nobody knew yet.
We had not decided we were getting divorced yet at that point, no.
Okay. So, but there was stuff happening.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I walked out. I think it was around the time where I walked out into my pool with all my clothes on.
Okay. One day. All around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, that was weird.
No, I would
never
okay.
do that now. I just like, just it was almost like I was a zombie. And I just like opened the door and I just started walking out. And my face, like people, they all witnessed it. They're like, I think my son was like, what just happened? And I'm like, I don't know. And I think it just like woke everybody up to where we're like, okay, let's something's up. Let's pay attention here. Because again, other people's stories. So I would say at that point in time, there were three very major, even if one of those things had been happening to somebody at that moment, just one, it would be a lot. Like luck of the draw, I had three things happening at once and I didn't have the tool, some of the tools. I didn't have the capacity. I just wasn't prepared. It was almost like, I don't know, couldn't figure it out. But I never, any of the things I was experiencing, minus my dad being sick, because I have had a sick mom and I lost my mom. So I'd been through death before, but the other two things I had never experienced in my life.
And it sounds like too, correct me if I'm wrong, but like when you go through something, your nervous system is kicking in into like flight, freeze, survival, like so many different modes to try and figure out how to get through something. And it sounds like your body was literally responding to what was happening and you just had to like get energy out of it. However, it needed to come out and that just happened to be what it was for you.
I feel like my therapist was trying to just make me feel better and help me feel a little sane because I felt crazy. But she's like, no, look at you. You walking into the water and submerging yourself and then emerging from it and feeling better. That was what your body needed in that moment. And it was taking care of itself. Like you needed that, like to go underwater. And there was something that happened to me physically when I did it to where when I did come up, I felt better. Sort of like smashing the TV. Although smashing the TV was a very controlled, intentional, we planned it type thing. And it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Walking into the pool with all my clothes on was not planned at all, but it was safe. Like I wasn't harmed in the process. So I don't recommend just unplanned walking around with a bat or sledgehammer smashing things because those are two very different things. But, you know, I think that in a controlled way, something similar I would do at times would go outside and throw ice cubes at the ground.
Okay. And There are rage rooms now too.
I know, but it's cheaper and easier and more convenient.
That is definitely true.
Like just slam things down, or you can get those like squish balls. They're on Amazon, and you can like literally like slam them down on the ground, or throw them across the room, or like stretch them, and you can beat them up. but stuff like that. I don't even remember the original question.
I'm laughing at the way that you described that, not the act of actually doing it. It was the way that you were describing how you would use it.
Yeah, I don't care. What was the original question though? Because I
it's okay. It was about the reason behind why you needed to smash Eddie's TV, which I think you answered it.
Yeah. That was why. There was just a lot going on and it felt really good. But I think, right, and I was very interested in that. I was like, oh, that sounds like so much fun. But if Eddie were to bring an old TV up here right now, I'd be like, I'm good. Like,
yeah, somebody, it was a season of your life.
Yeah, somebody else can do it.
Okay, well, that was all for us. Amy, thanks for joining. Mm-hmm. Tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that
good
stuff.
Thanks for having me at Radio Amy on socials. And my podcast is Four Things with Amy Brown.
We love that. I am at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. And, of course, you can follow the show at Bobby Bone Show. Amy, thanks again for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Answering all our questions. Mm-hmm. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Web Girl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.